Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, believe it or not, Advent is upon us. Of course, the rest of the world thinks that Christmas has begun in earnest. Time to play all of those favorite Christmas songs on the radio. Time to put up the tree. And time to get your shopping done. Those of us who gather around the seasons of the church year know all too well how the so-called secular world is off a bit regarding the days and times and celebrations. The rest of the world wants to rush in and begin the festivities. The temptation is to get straight to the fun so you don't miss any of it. Start the holiday early, we seem to think, and then by the time the actual day comes around, we're so tired of all the joy that we're more than ready to move on. But we don't do that in church. Truth be told, we didn't do it so much in the rest of the world until just a few generations ago either. Like our ancestors in church, we embrace the idea of waiting, of anticipating, watching for what God is going to do next. And to make things just a little bit more complicated, we read this portion of the gospel today. On the first Sunday of Advent, in the days that are getting colder in our part of the world, Jesus tells us the parable of the fig tree. He talks about watching for the leaves on the tree to sprout, but all of our trees have lost their leaves. Jesus talks about knowing when summer is about to come, even as we're wondering if the snow will pile up this year higher than the last. Einstein taught us that time is relative. But it seems that whoever put together the seasons of the church year and the readings for the first Sunday of Advent was playing pretty loose with the idea of time. But waiting and watching, holding on to the hope of those tiny little buds that will open in their time, the leaves that will unfold their wings to the rays of sunshine. Even if we know that in our part of the world that reality is months off yet, these times of anticipation give me a great opportunity to begin to let you in on something that God is indeed doing among us here at Bethlehem. Even as winter falls upon us here in the Flathead, the leaves of God's promise are unfolding for us here in Bethlehem. Those buds of hope and anticipation are four key values for this congregation. Values that will help us see clearly what God expects of us, what God is calling us to, how God wants us to relate with each other, and how we can relate to our neighbors. The four values are these: sacramental worship, growing in faith, embracing inclusivity, and community partnerships. Over these next 4 weeks of Advent, we'll be taking a look at each of these, and in the years to come, we'll be shaping our church around them as we respond to the needs of the neighborhood that God has placed us in. So today we consider the value of sacramental worship. Both of those terms are important. Worship is at the center of all that we do. There are hundreds of clubs and organizations that do a lot of the same things that churches do: serving, teaching, gathering for building of friendships and helping one another. But the one thing that sets apart communities of faith is our activity of worship. But even among people of faith, there are different reasons for worship. The modes of engaging in worship. As Lutherans, we embrace a worship that is sacramental. That is, our worship. In our worship, we are not the initiators. We aren't the beginning of the action. Rather, God is. Sacramental worship means that we come together to be the recipients of what we trust by faith that God is going to do for us. The sacrament of holy baptism that we'll soon engage in on behalf of little Axel Lee Green is an experience of God giving grace to Axel, but also in our own remembrance and affirmation as the baptized community, God's blessing on all of us. And as we share in the meal of Holy Communion, we receive the forgiveness of sins that is promised in Christ Jesus. In fact, I tell people often, try not to talk about the Eucharist as taking communion. Sometimes we'll use that phrase, I come to take communion. Because we don't take anything, but only receive what God has held out for us in his grace. Sacrament is God acting among us, in us. And worship is sacramental. It's not so much us pleasing God with our praise that is, as is opening ourselves to what we know only God can give us. Hope in our confusion. Healing in our brokenness. Life in our dying. In Paul's letter to the church in Thessalonica, our second reading from today, chapter 3, Paul rejoices at all of the things that God is doing and will do for the people of Christ in that church. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love. Paul writes, may God strengthen your hearts and make you blameless. Blameless is Paul's way of saying, as good and wonderful a group of people as I know that you can be. And the blessing of sacramental worship is that it's not just for those of us who get up on a Sunday morning and come to church. Sacramental worship sends us out. It compels us not to keep this joy for ourselves, but because God begins this work of salvation in us, we are called to share it with others. So this value doesn't just bless us. Rather, it blesses us to be a blessing to our neighborhood, to our community of the Flathead Valley, and to the ends of the earth. Here in this place, on this first Sunday of Advent, even among the beautiful decorations, the glow of the Christmas tree, and the buzz of the Christmas shopping season going on all around us out there, a single candle burns. It is the light of hope. The hope in a promise made by God to come to us in our darkness, in our suffering. If that single light was all that there was, take away the decorations, take away the season, take away the organ and the piano, the stained glass windows, the pews, the whole building even. If that single light was all that there was for us to gather around, God would be in that single light. And that would be enough. it would be enough to give us hope, to give us grace, to give us what we come to receive in worship. Like the leaf on a fig tree that unfolds and soaks in the rays of sunshine. And there would still be more than enough to share.